Well, one of the major events right after, or right before, I should say, he moved to Pittsburgh was Kennedy's assassination. First of all, what did you and your family think about the Kennedy administration?
Not much. I wasn't old enough to have a real understanding of the political situation. But the general feeling in the South was that integration is something that should be allowed to happen, not forced. That by forcing integration, all you were going to do was create hard feelings and resentment in the South, and had a lot of things shoved down their throat for years.
Perhaps all the way back to Reconstruction.
In the 50s, my dad was fighting unequal tariff rates from North to South on rail prices. And what is this, 80 years after the war? 90 years. And there's still a punishment, in a sense, in the South for the Civil War. And then to have controls put on us as to how we run schools, how things are done, etc. and so forth, I don't think it was right. I think that civil rights equality was right, but I don't think the court enforcement of a lot of these things is really the answer. Now we have discrimination, reverse discrimination. Equality does not exist. People are not created equal. People are maybe created with an equal right, but they're not equal. And you can't legislate to make people equal. You can't legislate that all people will be 6 feet tall. All men will be 6 feet tall. And women will be 5'8". Well, then they're not equal. People are just not going to be equal. Now, I'm not pro-supremacist for anybody. I think people are people. And I think the answer is going to be more as we wind up with just a general blend of people that are the same. But it's not my fault that we have a racial problem. Don't punish me. Racial problems occurred 80, 100, 150 years ago. And I think coming to the South and putting restrictions and so forth on the South on how they're going to handle their policies as far as busing and requiring this and requiring that and so forth is wrong. If you're going to do something about it, take care of it all over. But in my lifetime had nothing to do with getting there, and I think it's discriminating against the innocent people when you force them to do things to resolve a problem that somebody else caused.
Okay. So, with that, when Kennedy was killed, what were the feelings?
When Kennedy was killed, it was a sadness because the President of the United States was killed. As President of the United States, it was a position whether I agreed with him politically or not, whether my family agreed with him politically or not, it was a shame that that had occurred, that that crime had occurred. The individual, as far as the direction he was taking the country, my family in general disagreed with. And in that sense, it was a relief, you might say, not that a man was shot, but that maybe we would stop going that direction. My father's always been a Republican, even in the Democratic South. And he disagreed with the Kennedys and their policies for as long as I remember. People are going to get somewhere by working. You're not going to get somewhere by giving it to people. And that's too much, I think, of what he felt was happening with the policies of the Kennedy administration.
Okay, well, jumping back a little bit, as far as your father goes now, if you read history books, it portrays the South in a pretty black and white fashion, and your father doesn't seem to fit with that mold. So what I'm wondering, did he also grow up in the South? Mm-hmm. Or so?
I don't think the South was as racially prejudiced as people try to say. You want a bad guy, you pick on somebody else. The majority of the people that publish things, that control things and so forth, pick the old South. The founders of the Ku Klux Klan, etc. I don't think the Ku Klux Klan had anything to do with racism, really, at the point. It's a matter of survival. You take the situation of what the South went through, and the fact they were an occupied country for years. The carpetbaggers and all the things that were happening in the South after the Civil War, they were fighting for survival. Racially prejudiced, I don't think it's a matter of racism that people necessarily believe a race to be inferior. There is a reality of situation. I don't consider myself racist, but I would not want my son going into a situation that was dangerous. I love my son. And I believe that if my child went into a 90% black school, it would be dangerous for him. It has nothing to do with racism. A lot of this has really nothing to do with racism. A lot of it is just statistically, you look at the situation as far as safe, being safe, a safe situation to be in, and it has been very truly a better situation to be in a more white situation. Nothing to do with race. I'm not prejudiced against blacks, but they have been more violent. Just look at the statistics. Look at the books. Mm-hmm. As far as murders and things happen.
Okay, well, going into the black thing now. A lot of the civil rights actions was in Alabama. Most of them probably, from what I recall, took place after we had moved away.
Some of them.
But what was it like? Well, first of all, what was segregation and all that like?
This may sound real odd, but it was like living in Pittsburgh. I was just as segregated in Pittsburgh as I was in Birmingham. I had no blacks that I was around, really, in Pittsburgh, and there was very few blacks that I was around in Birmingham.
Do you subscribe to the basic, I guess you could say, theory that if you sit there and take a bunch of different groups, racial groups, and put them all together, they're still going to segregate into their own groups? And is this what you're basically saying, that?
I believe that black people are prejudiced against themselves. A lot of times they have had the feeling that there's no way that a white person can accept them, and therefore they do not allow themselves to be accepted. And it's gotten down to, if you hear somebody calling somebody nigger in a group, generally it's going to be a black person. Mm-hmm. And I think they're more prejudiced against their own race, themselves. And until they believe in themselves and that they can be equal, can be real people, they're not going to be. They don't want to speak English. They want to speak something else. It's tough to comprehend and tough to understand. If you want to get along as an individual in life, as a salesman, if I'm going to go out and try to sell something to another individual, I'm going to speak the man's language. I'm not going to try to speak something he doesn't understand. I don't see any point in that.
Okay, well, that's the adult you speak. And now, what were your views, if you can remember, to put yourself back there as a kid of the situation?
Very much the same. Probably gotten from my father, but let's go back to him and use him. He was in a situation in a company that had restrictions racially upon him. You had to have so many black people, so many, to be fair, to make quotas, etc., all that stuff and so forth. And Pop didn't care black or white. If a person was willing to work, he was happy to push him. He was happy to advance him. Didn't matter what color. Because that was what was really the point. The individual that wanted to do the work is the guy who should get the job. And he's always stated that, and I've always believed it. If an individual wants the job and wants to do it, you advance them. You take care of them. Black or white, green or yellow, it doesn't matter. It's not much racial to it. And I've never seen a real difference as far as racial prejudice when I lived in the North or the South. In the North, you have people that are racially prejudiced. In the South, you have people that are racially prejudiced. You have some that are and some that aren't. Whether it's racially white, black, Italian, Polish, Jewish, there are going to be a percentage of the people that are racially prejudiced. And I don't think it's a matter of even racially prejudiced as it is maybe their own inferiority, and they have to pick somebody to be the problem.
Well, so basically, the history books and what they teach us now, and the documentaries and all that, is basically pretty slanted, you could say.
I would think so. Try watching the movies when you betray the North and you betray the South. And you look at the movies and you look at the roles by people and so forth, and very often the Southerners are slated in a villain's role. It's not a heavy slant, but it is there. If you look at it and observe it, it's there.
Why do you think there's been so much animosity towards the South? Besides, I mean, at one point they rebelled, but it seems like the retribution for it has just been going on and on and on. And probably even today, you know, if you sit there and you go up north or west and you say you're from the South, they immediately assume that you're some sort of redneck kick. So.
Yeah, when I moved to Pittsburgh, there was some of that. It's like the underdog type situation. The bully beats up on somebody and you rub it in. And the South at that point was in a situation legislated, controlled, at one time occupied. I'd say, yeah, there was some resentment from it because of the majority of the people that were fighting in the South and so forth were fighting for their countries. For them, it was the state. It was state's rights. State first and country second. The people joined. The states joined a union. They formed a group. And I think a lot of it, I think had Abraham Lincoln lived, the whole course of the country would have been changed. Because he was not looking for the retribution, the payback, the punishment. He at that point wanted to heal the wounds. He at that point wanted to bring the country back together. And I think the assassination of Abraham Lincoln was one of the worst things that ever happened to the country.